we found that houses with more street trees in front of them sold for more. But as I was doing this study, I really noticed that some blocks without trees just seem so starkly different from similar blocks with a lot of trees that I thought there has to be a bit more going on.
There is a very interesting natural experiment that took place over the past decade or so. Could you tell us a little bit about what that was?
Tree diseases may give this unique opportunity to see what happens when a lot of trees dies in a short period of time, because if trees are good for our health, then removing a lot of them in a short period of time should be bad for your health. And probably the nastiest bug in the last 10 years is the emerald ash borer, which was first discovered in Detroit, Michigan in 2002, and has since killed about 100 million trees in 18 states, I believe it's in.
In the study where you were able to link human health outcomes with the death of trees, what did you find?
Okay, well, what we found is that counties that were infested with emerald ash borer had higher rates of cardiovascular and lower respiratory disease. And this is after we took into account demographic factors, so things like race or income or education, for example.
What could be going on between human health and how many trees are around?
There's a number of things there. One is air quality. That's the obvious thing you can think of. And we know, I looked at two causes of death that could be plausibly affected by air quality, cardiovascular and lower respiratory health, for example. And the other thing, I believe, is stress. We know that if you expose people to the natural environment, their stress goes down. And there's been lots and lots of work showing that stress is related to cardiovascular disease, for example. So I think that's the mechanism. But it's really important to say that this study didn't actually prove that it was one cause or another. But we were careful to look at two causes of disease that could be plausibly affected by the loss of trees, cardiovascular disease and lower respiratory disease.
Here in Colorado and other parts of Western North America, we've been dealing with an infestation of bark beetles and subsequent tree death. The U.S. Forest Service is saying that that's at epidemic levels. Does the bark beetle present another natural experiment? And, you know, could we learn more about this link by studying bark beetle infestation?
That's a really good question. And the answer is, I think, yes. It's a slightly different thing because ash is a really popular urban tree. So you see a lot of ash in the city. Unfortunately, it was often planted to replace elm that was killed from Dutch elm disease. So when ash die, they're often, people see them die, they experience that death. Whereas, say in Colorado, it's less likely that somebody would have a lodgepole pine in their yard or something. So the loss of pine to pine beetle is a different type of loss, one that would be interesting to study because it's often out in the woods rather than in our cities.
Jeffrey Donovan, thank you very much for joining us.
Not at all. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.